The opposition's People's Democratic Movement has also weighed in on the developing situation. During a live briefing on Monday, the party leader, Honorable Doug Parnell, outlined his concerns over the reported termination of InterHealth Canada's contract and the potential implications for the country's healthcare system. We take you now to that briefing.
We have a new development that has caused a plethora of questions to emerge about this government and their handling of our nation's health, and a belief that has sunken into the minds of our people that this PNP government has been putting everyone's life at risk, everyone's health at risk, putting the health of our nation at risk. That development came in the form of a public notice issued by InterHealth to the press this morning, terminating healthcare services due to non-payment. This information has led to serious concern amongst our people and those needing healthcare services. This notice claims that TCIG has not made payment since the beginning of 2025, or 18 months. It's important that we provide some background and a short understanding of this arrangement. In 2007 to 2009, the Turks and Caicos Islands government embarked upon a PPP with InterHealth Canada. TCIG put up some 25 acres of land and allowed a mortgage of some $125 million to be secured to construct the facilities. It also pledged as payment for services most, if not all, of the budgeted sums that were allocated to run our healthcare facilities. This PDM opposed this arrangement, exposing the serious consequences that would result should the PNP government go down that road. We were not listened to by that administration. They also instituted a tax in the form of the National Health Insurance to cover additional payments and treatment abroad. We opposed that as well, providing alternatives that could be obtained to protect our people's health and provide viable options for work permit holders. The contract is divided into parts: a services delivery element and an infrastructure element that manages the physical facilities. Over the years, TCIG has had to provide large sums of additional payments to both NHIP and InterHealth to cover growing costs. Since 2010, our people have paid from their national budget hundreds of millions in additional costs. We understand that the architects who promoted the PPP contract at the time are at it again, coming for a second bite of the apple for your healthcare dollar. The previous People's Democratic Movement administration entered into arbitration with InterHealth to clarify our concerns in the contract. Before that process was completed, however, the country chose the PNP government. We always paid the healthcare bill despite the disputes to avoid any fear of interruption in services to our people. We understand that last year a sum of close to $18 million was awarded through another dispute in which a supplementary appropriation had to be taken to pay InterHealth. We understand too that an outside UK law firm has been hired by the AG's chambers to represent TCIG in all matters relating to the hospital. The public deserves to know, which firm is it?
The party leader also gave suggestions for the transfer.
So we recommend a transition board comprising of the government and opposition appointed members. We need to ensure that during the handover period that care is accessible. Any future healthcare services must include the following as well. One, geriatric and elderly care. Two, comprehensive mental health services. Three, intensive care unit or ICU to treat acute emergencies. Additionally, we say now the following matters must be handled with great care and deliberation. One, the selection of the new provider must be subject to a rigorous tender process handled by the Health Transition Board, as I've mentioned. Our health is too important for anyone to be left out. Two, we demand a zero disruption local employment guarantee, ensuring every belonger currently employed at the hospitals is offered an automatic transition contract with no loss of pay, accumulated seniority, or benefits, Local workers must not pay the price for government administrative failures. 3, we advocate for immediate retention and fast-track recruitment contracts, offering temporary transitional work permits and competitive retention bonuses to expatriate specialists, while launching an international drive prioritizing qualified Turks and Caicos Islanders abroad to return home. 4, the opposition demands a dedicated capital healthcare expansion and ICU upgrade fund in the immediate supplementary budget to fully retrofit the existing Shell facility at Cheshire Hall and Cockburn Town, expanding beyond the 20-bed limit and building out a fully equipped adult and pediatric ICU.
Overall, this termination announcement marks a significant development for the TCI's healthcare system, as the government reviews the contractual position while seeking to ensure uninterrupted hospital services for patients across the Turks and Caicos Islands.